Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Penguin's Bubble Wrap. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is a bright, crisp morning, and the first activity on the Jiffling job list is to get some exercise.
Yay!
Oh. Ooh, this'll help us get nice and warm.
Yes, it will, young pumpkin. And so all the Jifflings got dressed in their brightly coloured shorts and headbands, and they trotted outside, ready to stretch and warm up their Jiffling muscles. Miss Katie and Young Pumpkin stood at the front, showing everyone what to do, because they often had the most energy. Right, it's very important that we warm up before we do our exercise. So let's do a big, big stretch right up to the sky. The Jifflings stood on their tippy toes, reaching as high as their little Jiffling paws could go. But then there was a small interruption.
Miss Katie? What are you wearing there?
Well, I've got my Jiffling shorts so I can stretch as far as a rhinoceros. And then, of course, I've got my bestest ever frilly Jiffling tutu.
But what if the frills from the tutu catch on one of the Jiffling floorboards, Miss Katie? It seems a bit unsafe to me. And I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Miss Katie thought this might be a bit unlikely. She'd never heard of anyone getting hurt by a tutu. But she didn't want Albert to worry, and so she took off the tutu and carried on with their exercises. Then Young Pumpkin stepped up with a big grin.
So, is everyone as limber and bendy as a piece of spaghetti?
Yeah!
Woo! Fantastic! In that case, we can start today's exercise, which is a brilliant morning of Jiffling gymnastics. But will it all be perfectly safe though, Pumpkin? I mean, what if we fall over?
That's why we've put down these nice soft mats, Albert.
Yeah, and everybody falls over sometimes. But then we just get back up.
Unless we, like, fall asleep down there, man.
Albert didn't look happy. He jiffled over to where Young Pumpkin had set up their gymnastics equipment, and he inspected it closely.
Why, you see this old ring that we're using as a hula hoop? This might drop on our Jiffling paws and give us a bruise. We can't be doing that. Oh, but hula hooping is my favourite, Albert. We do it all the time and never get hurt. Well, still though, all this gymnastic business looks very unsafe to me. No, I think we should all just have a nice little sit down. That way, nobody can possibly get hurt.
Ah, Jiffs, that sound means a new object has washed up beside your boat and is caught in your net. It must be an object that was lost or thrown away on Earth, so it's lucky that you've all warmed up, as we'll need everyone's help to reel it in. The object landed onto deck with a shh-pop. It was flat and see-through and very light, and it had little bubbles all over it.
Oh, this looks very springy. Maybe we could use it to put inside our Jiffling mattresses, so they are extra boingy.
But then Hedge stepped forward, for he knew what the bubbly object was. He shuffled up onto the story seat, smoothed down his Jiffling's fur, and then he began his story.
This is the penguin's bubble wrap. And my old horse riding instructor, Tommy Hoofnay, told me all about it. Once, in a very cold and icy land called the South Pole, there lived a group of emperor penguins. And every day, they liked to slide down to the sea and jump right in. They did backflips and front flips and mega double whopper with cheese flips. And everyone thought it was lots of fun.
Yay.
Well, all except one little penguin, Milo.
Oh, I don't know about this. I mean, it's very slippy. No, I don't think we should be doing this at all.
And instead of joining in, Milo rolled himself up in a giant piece of bubble wrap so that nothing could hurt him. And he sat on his own, watching as all his friends had a great time jumping in the sea, just like penguins do. Well, gradually the weeks passed by. And every day, Milo would sit by himself. And although he wasn't falling over very much, he soon found that he was quite lonely. So he called out to the other penguins.
Oh, dear penguin friends in the sea, wouldn't you like to come over here and play with me? We can sit still, it's terribly fun. And I've got enough bubble wrap for everyone. Yay!
Sadly, though, none of Milo's friends decided to join him.
Nah.
But then, his friend Pamela Penguin called out.
Why don't you come and join in with us instead, Milo? It's very, very safe.
Oh, but what if I fall over?
Oh, silly Milo. Penguins fall over all the time. We just get back up and jump right back into the sea. It'll be fine. Plus, there are the lifeguards.
No running.
Oh, well, if there are lifeguards, I suppose I could give it a go.
So Milo took a deep breath, unraveled the bubble wrap, and slid down to the sea where his friends were waiting.
Yay.
And with a little bit of help and encouragement, Milo was soon doing fun little jumps into the sea. Just like all penguins do. And so he forgot all about the bubble wrap. Because now Milo realized that as long as he was sensible, he could still have fun without worrying too much.
Hey. Yeah, and now the bubble wrap is here.
So we need to find a new use for it. Yes, Miss Katie, for that is what the Jifflings like to do.
I say we turn it into a fun bubbly carpet for our bedroom. And if we fold it over, it could even be a double carpet. That's also magic.
Well, that's very creative, Pumpkin. But then Albert stepped forwards.
Well, I think we should use the bubble wrap as a little Jiffling trampoline. And as long as we're all careful, I won't need to worry any more about anyone getting hurt.
Oh, Albert, that's very clever of you and also very courageous. And so all the Jifflings jumped up onto their brand new Jiffling trampoline and they had the most marvellous and energetic time doing star jumps and city down jumps. And Albert even had a try at a mega double whopper with cheese jump. Indeed. And after so much exercise and so much fun,
The Jifflings cook themselves a very hearty supper of sea pickle stew. And then, with full tummies and tired legs, they all agreed it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll email your child a personalised audio message from the Jifflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Yeah, that is correct. Like this one from Vincent in the United Kingdom. It says, I love your podcast. Keep the good work up. I especially like it when they find something. My favourite characters are the Hedge, Friedeline, Pumpkin and Miss Katie because they are all so funny. From Vincent in Kent, UK, aged 6 years old.
Like, thank you very much, Vincent man. That is a very nice review.
Thank you, Vincent. That was perfect. And we've had this review too, from America. It says, Hi, my name is Duncan. I live in Laramie, Wyoming, in America, and I'm 5 years old. My two favourites are Miss Katie and Young Pumpkin, because Young Pumpkin has a funny name, and because Miss Katie is so good at fixing things. I like to listen to the Jifflings with my mom during rest time when I play with my Legos. We like to imagine what the Jifflings look like. And I like that they reuse the stuff we throw away. My favourite episode is the giraffe's pencil because I have a little giraffe named Raffy. He's my special cuddle buddy. Thanks, Jiffs.
Oh, thank you, Duncan. What a lovely special message. I and would also like to say a special Jifflin hello to Emma in New York and Ruby in Tasmania.
And also, here's a great big hey, man, to Blake and his dad, Jonathan.
Thank you so much for writing to us. We really love to read all the messages we get. That's right, and if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye!